This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pendergast and Payne.
Well, Sean, you done stepped off in it. Come on, Sean. Gosh damn it, man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, The Drive is back. And remember, coming up in the next hour, 5 o'clock hour, you will have a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see John Pardee. That's coming up, 5 o'clock hour, four tickets. You have a chance to win there. We've already hooked up a winner in the 3 o'clock hour. You'll have your chance, final opportunity of the day in the 5 o'clock hour to win a four-pack of tickets. But let's head out to West Palm Beach as we have the entire team, minus Ben, of Payne and Pendergast. Seth and Sean join us. Fellas, you guys, listen, I know you got rained out yesterday, but you saw some action today.
Yeah, we did. Ben is saving all his takes for tomorrow.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yeah.
You guys tune in at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. He's going to be spitting fire.
No, dude, it's going to be amazing.
Orange fire.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it was fun out there today, man. Got to see a lot of runs. Got to see some of the more prominent names we're looking at. It's funny, I was saying to Parker when about the fifth or sixth inning rolled around, and they put whatever inning it was, probably fourth or fifth inning, where they're putting in Bryce Matthews at second base, they're putting in Cam Smith at third base, they're bringing in Forrest Whitley out of the bullpen. I'm like, okay. I will say this, these latter innings now are a whole lot more interesting than they were when we came out here a couple of years ago. You know, you get to see some of the young guys.
Hey, Sean, I literally were watching the game right about that same moment. I'm like, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. This is a moment where I don't envy Sean and Seth, man.
Really?
You start to see those wide receiver and defensive lineman numbers coming out there.
I mean, everybody's got a 90 number, and I don't know. When I looked up, whoever hit before Bryce Matthews did, like, I'd never heard of the guy. I was like,
yeah, it was Zach Short.
That's about right.
Shortstop. Yeah.
And I was like,
stop knowing.
I was like, damn, I bet them boys are sitting up there in that sun, probably drinking a cold beer, but about three or four innings of this, I'd be cooked. But all of a sudden, the fireworks happened, and Cam Smith happened, man. I want to start right there, because we talked about it a little bit yesterday, man. Thoughts on Cam Smith?
It was incredible. I mean, you know, look, the physical, he's a specimen, you know, to behold, especially playing third base. He's a big dude.
He's put together.
He is. Yeah. Seth got an up close look. I was up in the press box, but Seth was roaming the ballpark today with a checklist of things he wanted to see, and I looked at the list, okay. And one of them was Cam Smith's anatomy.
Yes. I saw all of it. No, but I wanted to see Cam Smith hit two home runs. That's what I said this morning.
That was on the checklist.
You called.
Yeah, go check the tapes.
Odyssey app, Seth.
Yeah, he looks like a corner outfielder. I will say that, but
he does, and that's where, I mean, look, it's one game, so we'll see how this whole thing plays out. He has Nobody's got him out yet. He had two walks on the weekend, and he had two home runs today. So you
tell
know
what, if I was in a bar fight, Alex Bregman or Cam Smith by a mile, I would want him next to me. Alex Bregman, go get the car so we can get out of here afterwards.
The first home run was on the first pitch, and that was just a complete, like, that was a shot you expect from a guy that looks like that. The second one, as I'm sure you guys saw, it sounds like you had the game on TV, he kind of muscled it to right center, and it got caught up in the wind. And ended up landing, like, you know, like 3 feet over the fence. But what I would say about that is, if it was anybody else that hit it with, you know, like, same swing, same everything else, it probably gets caught at the front of the warning track. Because it's Cam Smith, it lands 5 feet into the bushes there. So it was electric, man. And we I don't know if you saw on social media, but Seth and I got to meet his family after the game. Yeah.
Now I need to be clear here.
Yeah.
Which one was the mom? Because you said the mom's in the middle. Was she directly in the middle?
Directly in the middle, yeah.
Damn,
the classic definition of middle.
The middle.
Well,
yeah,
I just
when there's five people in the picture show. Like,
she was the third person over in a five-person
I'm just saying,
side.
she looked a little too young to be the mom.
That's the age we're at.
I said the mom's got to be the lady standing next to Deshaun. Maybe he's talking middle, because that lady in the middle, that don't look like she gave birth. She gave birth to that big joker.
Listen, that was either his grandma or his
grandma was next to me.
Yeah, now she's a Cubs fan.
Yeah,
so she was, you know, she couldn't have been more ecstatic that her grandson and or great nephew was playing for the Cubs. Yeah. But it was a pretty good display for him to put on with his new team.
Show, welcome to 40, man. Like, that's where we're at now. Like, that woman in the middle is old enough to have Cam Smith.
I thought the same thing when she said she was Cam Smith's mom. Because so we're walking out of the ballpark, Adam and Sean and myself and Parker. And there was a group of ladies taking a picture in front of the big Astros sign there.
Yeah, yeah, the logo.
And I heard one of them say, like, my arms aren't long enough. And I said, hey, little ladies,
so Seth whipped
I've got
out,
long arms.
Seth whipped out his long arms. Yeah.
And I took a picture of him, and then I got a selfie with him.
Yeah.
And then one of them just, I mentioned something about Cam Smith, and she said, that's
mom.
My son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really cool. It was really cool to see, like, how happy she was to have been able to watch her son, you know, with his new team have that performance.
Yeah.
I'm going to be disappointed if you guys can't parlay that into a mom segment on the show at some point.
Well, we got a show coming up tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Tune in and see, baby.
Once we get past Ben's takes at 6, we can get into the mom joint.
Yeah, we'll get it. Ben's takes at 6, and then we'll start in on the mom segment at 6 o'clock and 30 seconds.
Before we get to that boner.
I know a lot of people had a lot of excitement on with this. We're talking to Seth and Sean, Payne and Pendergast, live. You can catch them every morning right here on Sports Radio 610, 6 to 10 a.m. They're in West Palm Beach. I know Cam is the headline today, but obviously we're not sure if he's going to be a huge impact, at least early with this team, or even break camp with them. What about the guys that we know are going to be a part of this team? What did you see from them? I know Blanco had a rough go of it on the mound and had a lot of guys that are going to be starters get bats today. What'd you see from those guys?
The things I liked, if the guys we know are going to be on the team, Christian Walker, I thought defensively he had a chance to make a couple what would have been difficult plays. That would have been fun to see if he had made those plays. But he was great at the plate. He had a double off the wall, straightaway center field. He had a walk. Like, he made things happen offensively. The outfield is a major issue still. Chaz and Jake were terrible today. 0 for 5 combined with 3 strikeouts. The only good thing that happened, Clint, you'll like this, white boy Chaz got beaned on the shoulder, and that drove in a run with the bases loaded.
You'll come at
that
me about white boy Chaz.
White boy Chaz stunk in the outfield.
Yeah, he had a chance to
Seth
make a
was
nice.
Right there.
He had a chance. I was in the left field at that point, and he had a nice chance to come up and make a play, scooping one up on a short fly ball.
Started
and
he started going backwards on that play.
He had a bad read on it.
He had a bad read on it. Yeah.
You know what? The other thing too is. But Paredes's first at bat, it was perfect because he walked.
That's exactly.
And it was all
does.
That plate judgment that you would come to see. And while it's at the top of my mind, by the same token, Bryce Matthews, who you're kind of wondering, okay, His judgment at the plate is a work in progress. Man, I was standing right behind home plate when he swung at a pitch that it was like an Altuve swing except 6 inches further out.
Yeah.
It was, he's got to continue to work on that.
Blanco was not great, as you guys point out. 1 1/3 innings, and he gave up an absolute meteor shot to Jose Siri.
Oh, my gosh. I want to slap every Mets fan in attendance.
I
was like, you don't know Jose.
Seth, what the hell's going on, man? Left field, behind the plate, chasing iguanas, lifting weights, drinking cold beer. I mean, what are we trying to do here, man?
I'm having the time of my life.
It's a one-man wrecking crew.
Let me tell you this about going to spring training, because I had somebody on Twitter ask me today, like, okay, I'm talking to my son about going. Really, what is so special about it? It's really hard to explain. It's the entire atmosphere. Yeah. It's so laid back, but you're in a minor league park, basically. Yeah. You get to just sit down, and honestly, one of my favorite parts of it is the conversations you have with all these Astros fans, especially the retired ones or some of the older fans that have just said, I've always wanted to do this. And you get to really just take in the whole experience, but at the same time, I did about three total laps around the ballpark I was watching the game.
You were you were sweating up a storm when you got to the press.
Yeah,
box.
You can go and did I stink? I'm sorry.
No.
So you get I'm gonna go check out. Oh, Wesneski's warming up in the bullpen. I'm gonna go watch him.
Yes.
And I talked to a couple Astros fans.
Right.
Then I go back and I talked to what was the name of the guy? Rick. I was talking to Rick, who had a stroke a few years ago, but he's doing great, Sean.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah. And as I was talking to him, this is a little bit later. I was talking to him, and as we were talking about Bregman, Cam Smith hit his second home run.
It's serendipity.
Because he was. It's just an awesome experience. And plus, it was 74 degrees and sunny, but with a nice breeze.
Yes,
it was just. Pleasant. It's like the perfect baseball experience.
Before we get you out of here, because I got to get this, because the way that Sean lost his mind yesterday, and I know the way you've been talking about it. I could see it on TV, and yes, there is a change, but what is the John Singleton look in person now that you've gotten to see him? Because I can see it, but I need shirt off. I need to see a little bit. I can clearly see the cutting of the carbs and the sugar, but I mean, you guys are up close. Is it a real difference?
I'll defer to Seth Payne, sideline reporter.
So I was down towards the end of the game. Yeah, because I was texting with you about it. Whenever he made those two nice plays at first base.
This is later in the game.
So obviously he didn't do much at the plate. But I do think he made a couple of plays at first base. One which could have been a double. It almost turned a double. Another nice play, a couple of at-bats after that, where physically, he looks really good.
Yeah.
He looks lean. He looks like a built dude. It's always tough to tell in baseball uniforms, but...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The transformation is there, but I do think he looked more spry and athletic as a fielder. Yeah. So that was nice to see.
Yep.
All right. Well,
so it's real. It's real. Show.
I need to see a little bit more. I did the way Adam Spillane and the way you lost your mind yesterday as well, Sean. I think the key
is Spillane, because I lose my mind on a lot of stuff, Show, as you very well know.
Yeah.
Spillane loses his mind on very few things.
Yeah, he's very crusty.
Have you boys caught an iguana yet?
No, there was an army of them attacking us out in the yard today.
We're going like to kill a bunch of them. We're going to kill the hell out of them. Let me tell you something about this Airbnb.
Yeah.
This Airbnb is awesome. It's got everything. It's one of the best.
It's got every animal.
One of the best stocked Airbnbs I've ever been in. We've got a pool. We're on the water.
Yeah.
There's a kayak that I'm going to take out later.
We have a zoo in the backyard.
It's basically Jurassic Park out there from the wildlife standard, but there's no toaster.
It's weird.
So Sean and I are going to go to Walmart and get a toaster later.
Yep.
Then we're going to club the crap out of one of these iguanas.
With the toaster.
And then we're going to toast the iguana and leave it for the hosts when we leave.
Yeah, I better put some butter on that bread and put it in that oven.
I don't know if it's legal, boys.
That escalated quickly.
Well, I don't know when the hell. This will be the first time that ever stopped me from doing anything.
We're about to find out.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Have a good time. Don't kill any of those damn iguanas.
Can we talk to you
guys? I'm going to go do my bench test later.
I saw that, yes.
That was with 135. It was the first time I had weight on a barbell in a long time. Going to work up to 185 today, and then we'll do 225 tomorrow.
Seskin, he's going to look like John Singleton by the end of the week.
There it is. All right, fellas. We'll talk to you.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, that is Seth and Sean. Check them out tomorrow as they are live. West Palm Beach tomorrow and every day, 6 a.m. till 10.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.